And joining me in the KRVS studios now are Martin Smith, who is one of the co-founders of the theater group The Riveters, and Leah Pratt, who is appearing in the latest production by The Riveters, which is Cheaters by Michael Jacobs. And they're here to talk about the play, which opens this week on Thursday at Cité des Arts. So it's quite an interesting history. I really didn't know much about Michael Jacobs, and I think many of our listeners may, once you tell us a bit more about him. So, but first, before we go on about Michael Jacobs and this play, tell us about The Riveters and why you all started. It's only been about a year that you've been producing in Lafayette.
The Riveters started out together as a group of uncommon women. We did a show called Uncommon Women and Others by Wendy Wasserstein. And we wanted to do something in Lafayette where people saw uncommon theater, something that not a lot of people would go out and watch, something that shocks the audience. So we met one day, and we wanted to remount Uncommon Women and Others as Cité. And we came up with the name, and that's how we were born.
Well, and tell us about that name, The Riveters.
The whole Riveters thing, our motto is basically we want equality between women and men, and just we want to show that in our productions. Like, we want to do a show with strong women and empower women and stuff like that.
So. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that comes from Rosie the Riveter, which is those, you know, the armies of women who worked in the factories during World War II. Mm-hmm. We all have those posters in our head, those great pictures of those strong girls, you know, with their riveting machines. And also, as I was mentioning to you, it just sounds like very active. When you think of a riveter, you think of somebody who's, like, constantly, you know, moving and working.
And we're trying. We're trying.
Yeah. So you opened with Uncommon Women last year. And what else have you done this past year?
We did right after Uncommon Women, I think maybe a few months later, we did something called the Scintillating Showcase. It was a showcase to showcase students and other people around the community and their talents. It was people singing, people doing scenes, monologues, anything like that. Went to showcase different talents.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
It went well. Mm-hmm. We did one weekend and we had really good feedback and everybody enjoyed it.
And then you all put something on in the summertime? Was there something in the summer, or you just went,
no.
You all helped to co-produce?
Yes, we co-produced Cabaret at Cité also.
Okay, which was this past fall.
Yes, it was November.
Yeah. So you all been quite active. And what made you choose Cheaters by Michael Jacobs?
Well, I graduated from UL in theater, and for my senior year, I had to put on a capstone. So when I was looking for scenes, my partner, Elizabeth Satterley, who's also in the show, I wanted to find something really funny and something that nobody's ever heard of. So I looked through a book, and they had this scene, and absolutely loved the scene, read the show, fell in love with the show, and I had to direct it. I wanted Lafayette to see this show. It was great. I've never seen it done in Lafayette, so I thought it'd be fun for a different audience members to come watch it.
Which goes along with your mission with
yes,
the Riveters.
Exactly.
Well, tell us about Mark Jacobs, because he is not a Broadway playwright.
No.
He's not a name that many people associated with theater might have heard about.
Michael Jacobs is really well known for his production company, Michael Jacobs Production. And he created Boy Meets World and Dinosaurs from the 90s. And
right,
I love
bells
dinosaurs.
For some people. Yeah. Well, so he wrote this play as a very young man.
Yes.
What was the scene that really grabbed you? Describe that scene. Not if it's going to give away anything, but.
It was actually the scene that I did. It was, it's this younger couple, and obviously they're in love, but she wants to get married. He's not really sure what he wants to do yet. He's not sure if he's ready for that kind of commitment. So that scene, there's so much craziness that goes on in it, and it's a really great show.
And you like the dialogue.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dialogue's great. Everything about the show, I think, is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think people really enjoy it.
Well, in addition to presenting new material, you're also introducing new actors and actresses to the stage. Leah Pratt is with us in the studio as well, and this is her very first stage play ever.
Very first. I'm excited.
And you should be because, these are major roles. All of the roles in the play are major. They're no little tiny roles here.
I'm jumping in.
Well, what inspired you? You said it was something you had always wanted to do.
Yes, I just didn't have the guts, stage fright or whatever. And I just decided, why not?
So had you not acted in college,
no.
High school?
No.
But you enjoyed watching other people act.
I did. Mm-hmm. And everybody has been really encouraging. It's been a really fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you decide to audition for this play? Did you know anything about it, or it just happened at the moment when you thought, I'm going to do theater?
I was kind of I got the role through a friend. I had heard about it, and mm-hmm. so I went to audition. The role was kind of just there, and I kind of fell into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what struck you about the play when you heard more about it?
I read a little bit about it, and then when I read the script, it's really funny. It's witty. It's clever. I like it.
So you thought, this is something mm-hmm. I could really get into.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what is the role you play?
I play one of the parents, and I don't want to give anything away, but it's something you have to see.
So there are two sets of parents.
Yes.
And are you the mother of the girl?
Of the son.
Of the son,
yes,
the mother of the son.
It's my son trying to make up his mind if he wants to marry or not.
Okay, all coming out of this scene that Martin described to
yes.
us. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Martin Smith, who is directing Cheaters by Michael Jacobs, and Leah Pratt, who is in the play as the mother of the son. Now, I know you don't want to give anything away, but what can you do to pique people's interest a little more? Obviously, there's a conflict here.
Yes.
The boy and the girl, not sure if they wanted to marry.
What happens, they, like I said, they're very much in love. And she really wants to get married, and he's not sure if he's ready for that kind of commitment. So it causes this huge fight, and they both go home to their parents for the night. And when they go home to their parents, they're not your normal touchy-feely, oh, it's going to be okay kind of parents. They're very different. They're not your all American families.
And they're different in different ways,
exactly.
I assume, between the boy and the girl.
Yes.
Yes.
They're both very different.
Okay. Any other little clues maybe you could throw out? Maybe something about...
There's a bit of mature content, just let everyone know. But it just deals with marriage and complications and everything that comes with it.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep that in mind as well.
Yes.
it does open this Thursday, and you all are going to run for 2 weekends?
Yes, ma'am.
At Cité des Arts. Mm-hmm. So you've mentioned that there are two sets of parents and the
younger couple.
The younger couple. Mm-hmm. Are those the only characters in the play?
Yes. There are six people in the whole show. So, yeah.
All right. So they're on stage a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, how are you doing that? You've got two different households, the boys' parents and...
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just those little bitty things that helps the different homes look different.
Mm-hmm. Do you have them both on stage at the same time?
No.
No, you...
No, every scene goes back and forth, okay. kind of to each family. Mm-hmm. For one couple, I kind of... Imagine like a grandma's house. You go to grandma's house and she has like the doilies on the couch and stuff like that. So that's how I kind of differentiated both houses.
Mm-hmm. And of course, these details let us know about these non-traditional families.
Exactly.
Yeah, in their own
like,
ways.
For instance, for Leah's character, she loves to drink adult beverages. So there is always alcohol bottles on stage for her to drink.
Okay, well, we've got one little clue about her family. What are their names? What are the characters' names?
Well, Leah's playing Monica. Mm-hmm. I have her husband is Dustin LaFleur. He's playing Sam. Mm-hmm. Their child is Andre Tronha, and he's playing Alan. Then the other family is Grace, who's played by Kristen Dubois. Billy Walker is playing Howard. And I have Elizabeth Satterley as Michelle.
Okay. And all of these others have been in Riveter's performances before?
No, actually, it's the first, everybody in the show, it's the first Riveter show.
Okay, so really nice, stimulating group of people. Mm-hmm. Well, was there anything difficult about getting into your character of Monica, Leah?
I think it was, it was kind of just something that, you know, like not... I'm not like her, but she's a fun character to play.
Mm-hmm. So
something you kind of always want to be sometimes, just there. Get some aggression out in some ways.
And you get to do it on stage and not in your real life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's great about acting.
Oh, yeah.
So do you find that you're the person who plays your stage husband, that you all interact well together and that the dialogue really suits the two of you?
Yeah, we do well together. It's fun. Like I said, everybody has a good time with it. Mm-hmm. It's a really good play.
Well, y'all keep smiling each time I ask a question, so obviously you're enjoying doing this play.
I don't want to give it away.
So, you're trying to not do any spoilers for this play. But the play is called Cheaters, mm-hmm. which may indicate something.
It does very
play.
Much indicate something.
Okay.
It does.
Well, and if you really want to spoil, I guess you can go look it up online too.
Yeah, right. I guess.
But try not to.
No, you don't want to ruin the fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have others working with you? Stage managers, costume designers?
Awesome crew working. Mm-hmm. Amber Idzepski, she's my stage manager. She's in the UL theater department. I have Logan, I don't know how to say her last name, but Logan is my ASM. And then I have my props master, Jenna Fotno, who's also trained in props and stuff like that. And Nathaniel Trojan did my set design, and Michael Cato did my sound design.
So you've got quite an accomplished crew there.
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that.
All right. Well, that opens this Thursday. Are there still tickets available for opening night?
Yes, ma'am. You can actually buy tickets right now online at www.citedearts.org.
Okay, or you could call their number,
yes.
As well. And as we've mentioned before, with Cité, it's a small theater. It's mm-hmm. an intimate theater, so often a good idea to get your tickets ahead of time.
Yes.
Particularly, as y'all mentioned, Cabaret, just, you know, they were sold out some nights. So think about reserving a ticket. That would really help there. So that's Cité des Arts this Thursday, and how many performances will there be?
There's going to be 8. So we go Thursday to Sunday this weekend, which Thursday, Friday, Saturday is at 7:30 and Sunday's at 2. And then next weekend, same thing.
Okay. So 4 performances of Cheaters by Michael Jacobs, directed by Martin Smith, who is also one of the co-founders of the theater group, The Riveters, mm-hmm. and Leah Pratt, first-time debut actress, will be playing Monica in the play Cheaters. Well, thank you both for coming by, and we'll look forward to this run and a year of new Riveters productions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.